Welcome to FinTech Facts. Whether you're cramming for a test or prepping for a job interview, you need to know the facts. FinTech Facts. What is unstructured data? Okay, another great topic from big data that you need to be familiar with is unstructured data. So let's talk about it and make sure you're okay. Simply put, unstructured data is data that doesn't have a data model. An example of unstructured data would be news stories. While there may be some overall structure, for example, a date and a title, in general, the text comprising the story doesn't adhere to a structure that is easily loaded into a database. Another complication is the data itself. Text isn't easily understood, and while dates and numbers are easily parsed, precisely what they mean isn't determinable. All these complications arise because the data lacks a structure. In other words, it's unstructured. Examples of unstructured data would include most text files, audio, or videos. Our capability to store and process unstructured data has greatly improved in recent years, and now there are tools and technologies available that render the task of processing and loading unstructured data much easier. For example, MongoDB was designed for document storage. It's used by a large variety of customers, such as Inland Revenue in the UK and Toyota in the US. Apache Giraffe facilitates the creation and manipulation of what we call graph data. This is information that can be stored in nodes. Graph is used by customers dealing with text such as Facebook or Twitter. Unstructured data is especially important these days as huge amounts of information is created in an unstructured manner. And the ability to extract meaningful information from unstructured data is a main driver of the growth of big data. Thanks for listening to FinTech Facts. My name is Dave Coker.